whenever things come our way, if we could speak the truth. The truth is who we are. We are a people who are loved by God. We are children of God. We are powerful. We are beautifully, wonderfully, awesomely made. And God, you are awesome, and you are so miraculous, and you're so tremendous. Words cannot even express who you are, God. So, you know, that's sometimes when you begin to know who I am and who God is, and we can have more hope. We can look at our life circumstances, and we can speak up and speak out about the goodness of God and be grateful. And the more you speak truths about goodness and greatness of God and the miracles that God's performed in your life and in my life and those kind of things, that will lift your spirit more than anything, because it'll rise you above the circumstances. The circumstances are here on earth. We rise above it, and we go to that heavenly place, and it changes who and what we think about, which also, when we speak it out, we also can change someone else's mind and spirit as well. So that's why we're connected this way. So just so happens we're going to go to Psalm 107 this morning, and we're going to see what the very first verse tells us to do, and then we're going to see also how to deal with life circumstances. You're going to see a litany of things in here that people were overwhelmed by, hurt by, and distressed by. Gee, kind of like our lives these days, right? 2020, the year of distress, it seems. But the year's not over yet, so just wait and see what God does. Anyway, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he saved you from your enemies. And our enemies are not only the enemies that come against us that we think of, all the enemies that are the things in our life that seem to be enemies to us right now, things that rob and steal from us our joy, our happiness, our peace of mind. Those are our enemies. But tell others if God has saved you from that. For he has gathered the exiles from many lands, from east, west, north, and south. That's what God continues to do. Some wandered in the desert, lost and homeless, hungry and thirsty. They nearly died. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. So one of the things we're going to speak out in anything that comes our way, whether it's now or in the future, when things come our way that cause us to be distressed, we say, Lord, help. We scream it out in the midst of whatever's going on. They cried in their trouble. He rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds to them. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. So right in that very first part of this scriptures, we see in this psalm that, yes, there was distress. People were hungry. People were sick. They were wandered in. They were in a desert experience. They yelled out and spoke out, God help, Lord help. And look what God did. He stepped in. And at the end of that, what we're supposed to do as God continues to take us out of life situations, thank the Lord, praise God, and share and tell others about it. Some sat in darkness and deepest gloom, miserable prisoners in chains. They rebelled against the words of God, scorning the counsel of the Most High. That is why he broke them with hard labor. They fell, and no one helped them rise again. Lord, help! They cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. Even though they got themselves in this own mess themselves, they still said, Lord, help. They cried out to God. God stepped in and helped. He led them from the darkness and deepest gloom. He snapped their chains and set them free. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds to them. For he broke down their prison gates of bronze. He cut apart their bars of iron. We've all been set free of so many things that have imprisoned us. We've been chained to some things in our life, even if it's doubt and fear and despair. Darkness, whatever it might be, we can get chained by circumstances in our own mind. And when we say, Lord, help, God sets us free. And look at that. we are free indeed as a result of that. And so then we praise God. Wow, after the fact, I've been set free. Tell others about it. Some were fools in their rebellion. They suffered for their sins. Sounds like a past life I've had, or maybe even present sometimes. Their appetites were gone and death was near. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He spoke and they were healed, snatched from the door of death. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds to them. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and sing joyfully about his glorious acts. This is what we're supposed to do after the fact. Every time we come out of something, praise God, sing praises, tell others about it. Some went off in ships, plying the trade routes of the world. They too observed the Lord's power in action, his impressive works on the deepest seas. He spoke and the winds rose, stirring up waves. Their ships were tossed to the heavens and sank again to the depths. The sailors cringed in terror. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Next verse. Guess what they said? Lord, help. Lord, help. In the midst of that awesome storm, they cried out in their trouble, and God saved them from their distress. He calmed the storm to a whisper and stilled the waves. Sounds like another example that Jesus had with those disciples. Same thing, right? We see this psalm written, even predicting the future for Jesus, stilling the waves. What a blessing was that stillness as he brought them safely into harbor. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds to them. Let them exalt him publicly before the congregation and before the leaders of the nation. He changes rivers into deserts and springs of water into dry land. He turns the fruitful into salty wastelands because of the wickedness of those who live there. But he also turns deserts into pools of water, the dry land into flowing springs. He brings the hungry to settle there and build their cities. They sow their fields, plant their vineyards, and harvest their bumper crops. How he blesses them. They raise large families there, and their herds of cattle increase. When they decrease in number and become impoverished through oppression, trouble, and sorrow, the Lord pours contempt on those princes, causing them to wander in trackless wastelands, those rich people who try to keep and oppress the poor. But he rescues the poor from their distress and increases their families like vast flocks of sheep. The godly will see these things and be glad, while the wicked are stricken silent. Those who are wise will take all this to heart. They will see in our history the faithful love of our Lord. So this is a psalm written, you know, it kind of covers a lot of various areas. Some is very literal and specific. Some of it is also emotional and physical and spiritual in nature. But all of it, what it shows us that we're to do all the time is it lists all the different troubles. And I guess if we were to have Psalm 2020, I guess we would be able to write down all the things that have happened in this year. And it's 7 months old right now, right? And some of us had some personal things happen. Some of us have had things that have happened in our families, our friendship, and in our church. Some of it's gone worldwide. And some of it, it's still existing. There's problems and distress still happening. And I guess that's kind of what life is about, right? Life does have distress and trouble and problems. In the midst of those things, what all of us are to do, no matter when it is and how it is that you're going through something, while it's happening, instead of it being something you try to solve and fix by yourself, remember, we're powerless over a lot of things. We have very little power except for the power that's God within us. When those things come our way, it can be, I don't know, sometimes it's like I need a parking lot, a parking space. Lord, help. And boom, there the parking lot empties, and I get that nice close space right there in front of Publix. You know what I'm saying? So that's another small example of that. But I'm telling you, there's a lot bigger things that we're yelling about, Lord, help. But I want you to know that where you are, whatever you're going through, all of these distresses that are listed here, we see that still evil and wickedness is still trying to rob, kill, and destroy. We understand that. God will make that those people and those things silent one day. God will take the least and make them the most. We understand that. God will take from the rich and give to the poor. We see that throughout Scripture. God is going to be just, and God's going to do what God's going to do, because his faithful love for us all endures forever. Our role in this is twofold. One, when you're going through a stressful time, first place you call, Lord, help. You just say those words, and God will step in and help you, even if it's just to calm your spirit and help you in that moment to just be able to think more clearly, because sometimes in a crisis, we can't think very well. And so when we call out to God, God somehow gets through all the gobbledygook that's in our brain, or maybe my brain, and God steps in and helps us get calm and make a good decision, and we can act upon that. And over and above that, God acts on our behalf. You see throughout these words here, throughout this scripture, there was a need and a problem, and even some of it is self-inflicted on ourselves. Sometimes we do things foolishly. We make rash decisions or poor decisions in life. That's part of being human. Even in that, God rescues us from it when we say, Lord, help. When we finally come to our senses and say, I really messed this up. I need your help, God. You know, we try to fix some things, and I don't know about you. I'm one of those people that tries to solve it, 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 solve it. It's not solved. Oh, Lord, help. And then, boom, eureka. God gives that aha moment. God steps in. Or when we take hands off and we say, here, God, fix this, God does. God's so good about that. So we see, you know, in Scripture constantly how God is going to help us increase. God's going to bless us. God's going to sometimes take us out of a situation. Or God's going to change a situation all the way around because we know who God is. So first and foremost, when you're in trouble, in distress, no matter what it is, say, Lord, help. Those are magic, awesome, powerful words that you can do. It puts you put your faith and your trust in God because God will help you. God's not the type of God who, when you say, Lord, help, he goes, what was I doing here? Did someone call me? I'll get back to you on that. I'm busy right now. I'm kind of taking care of the universe. You know, God is a God who instantaneously steps in. You see this in Scripture, especially with Jesus' life, how many times, even when they didn't cry out, Lord, help, he would pay attention and see people's needs. And, you know, I'm sometimes we're not only the ones that are in the distress that calls out, Lord, help. You know, sometimes other people call out, Lord, help for you. That's the other beauty of having other people around us that love us and care about us. And I was thinking about the time when, you know, in Cana, when they ran out of wine, Mary went to Jesus and said, Lord, help. Right? She saw the need. Jesus was kind of like chilling, hanging out with the disciples. He is enjoying himself at a wedding. But Mary saw the need and said, Lord, help. And guess what he did? We know what he did. He helped, right? So sometimes we're the ones in need of help. Sometimes you're the one in need of help, and sometimes you see somebody else that needs help. And right now I know we're saying about our entire world, Lord, help. Please, Lord, help. That's our prayer, right? And God is going to step in. That's my faith and my trust in God. Now, the other thing is, what we see here is a listing of things of all the time God helped. And in the last part of the scripture, it says, let us, you know, take, wise people will take all this to heart. They're going to see in our history how faithful God has been, right? That's why the scriptures are so full of history of people being helped by God. That's what this beautiful Bible is all about, is all the times that people were in trouble, people were in distress, people were lonely, people were near death or at death, and God stepped in and helped. That's the history of who we have in our God. And that's also the history I believe we have. If we were to sit down and list all the things that God has done for you and for us as a people, we would never come to the end of it, would we really? And some of us are older than others, so my list would be a lot longer than most people's, I suppose, as well as I have the awesome, wonderful blessing of seeing other people's lives changed and transformed too. So I not only have my personal testimony, but I have the testimony of all the people I've known over the 27 years of this church being in existence. And still some of the things, as we hear our praises, every time we talk about God answering a prayer, that's another historical fact of how God stepped in and healed, restored, renewed, refreshed, and transformed somebody's life, right? That's a blessing and a prayer that got answered, and it becomes a praise. So, you know, when Mary called on Jesus and said, help, that was the first miracle that the disciples ever saw. And they believed in him after that. And then they saw all those other miracles he performed, and especially his resurrection. And the early church became witnesses testifying to what Jesus did and all the history of what the Israelites had gone through. And so we continue to see how powerful our listing of what God has done when we yelled, Lord, help, how God answered. And so, of course, I have an assignment for everybody. I know that some of you are, you know, you're home and maybe not busy doing a lot of other things. I don't know what you're up to, some of the things you're doing. Maybe things have changed for you. You're not out and about as much. And some of the ways in which we're communicating, particularly now, is through social media, right? What I would ask all of you to do that are watching today is, how about you list how God has done something for you in your life? Just one thing, two things, three things if you want to. You know, I find it interesting with Facebook. I know a lot of things are going on, and a lot of things are going on in people's lives. And we're seeing less and less food, you know, where people are at a restaurant and like, here's my food I ate today. That's all great. However, think about all the awesome things God has done in your life that you could share with other people, how you could say, here's where I was, and this is what God did for me. I believe that this is an opportunity. We have to help lift people up and lift and remind them, one, of the things that God is and continues to be and will continue to be in the future. His faithful love endures forever. And we want to give thanks. So when you put it out there, if you want to post something on Facebook, either on our church worship service now, or through on your own Facebook page, those of us that read it, how about you put something out there and list? And a list means more than one thing, obviously. List some things where you were in trouble or distressed. And it could be short, it could be long, makes no difference. Just show and write down how God stepped in and what God did. I was lost and now I'm found, right? I was blind, now I see. I used to think that I was useless and worthless, and now I feel so powerful and empowered, and I have a purpose. Whatever it is, something short, something sweet, something long makes no difference. Because we want to, through those writings like that, two things happen. One, we bring God glory, and we profess who God is. But it also, it's good for us. It brings us back to that gratitude space that we so need right now. We're so, unfortunately, focused in on some of the problems that we're facing today and the number of cases and the number of deaths, and those things are overwhelming. And with all the problems we're seeing in our country and in our world, those things can bog us down. But in all of our lives, individually, and I know collectively, there's also some testimonies of people that have come through the virus, some people that were afraid and God helped them feel more whole and feel more brave and feel peace, and all those other things in between. There's so many good things that God continues to do. We need to shift our focus and just proclaim so other people see what that does. Putting it out there, one, it reminds you of, wow, God's been really great to me, and how am I losing sight of that just because I've got this other stuff going on? These are all the times God's been there for me. And because God's been there in our past, it's not like just a past situation. God's with us in our present right now. And God's also going to be with us in our future, wherever that future and however that future is. And it's going to be wonderful because God's faithful love endures past, present, future. That's what the word forever is. So the other part of you doing this for us and helping us with this is by you writing down what God has done for you as was written in Psalm 107, it's going to give somebody else some hope. is going to show who we know our God is. And for somebody who doesn't know our God the way we do and needs hope and needs an answer and is in distress, they can be taught to ask, Lord, help. They can find faith and trust in God. And then they, too, will have a testimony of how God changed their life for the better. So that's our assignment for today, going forward. I pray that when you are in trouble, first thing you do, Lord, help. If you see somebody in trouble, you say, Lord, help. And after God helps, let's tell others about it. Let's give God praise and thanks for all the blessings. And let's be specific about how he helped us. Even if it's a little thing that God does or a huge thing, let's give God praise and thanks for that. And then let's, by doing that, we're going to find that people are going to want to be a part of who this awesome, loving, spectacular God is. Amen.